This is a historical moment. This is happening just because we are here, you and I. At this point, the civilization of Romans, Elamites, and the industrial movement of 19th century meet up. Can you spot the ancient water pipeline just in front of the brick tower? This Eiffel water pipeline is from Roman times. During road construction work in Huot, a section of an underground gravity line from the first century was discovered. This system carried fresh spring water from Eiffel to Cologne. The pipeline was brought here to be part of the Water Museum, which is the amazing brick tower behind you. This tower was built in 1892 to supply the owner's iron rolling mill. I'm standing on a hill, one of the seven mounts, which is the name of this area, Haftape, which means seven hills. Just a few meters away, I can see one of the most important archaeological monuments of the second millennium BC, the Ziggurat of Çorazambil. This is an earthen archaeological site, a very sustainable structure, yet extremely vulnerable to deterioration. In the 1960s, during construction work of a street that should lead to the sugarcane plantations, a plow hit a vault made of baked bricks. This discovery led to an investigation of this area by Iranian Cultural Heritage Organization. I joined them from the United States. I was amazed by this beautiful green area in the middle of a dry province. And I was scared of the extremely vast project of sugarcane plantation. I wrote a letter to the king of the time and asked for a permit to reserve at least part of the field for excavations. In autumn 1965, excavations were started and were continued until 1978 in several campaigns. At the same time, extensive agricultural activities were taking place on the site. Large areas of antique site of Haftape were destroyed. Haftape Sugarcane Argo Industry Company is also located near the Çorazambil Ziggurat Temple. Ziggurat is a type of massive structure. It has the form of a terraced compound of successively receding stories. This ziggurat originally measured 105.2 meters on each side and about the same height as the water tower Sturm. It was built in five levels and was crowned with a temple, which was believed to be where God lives. Mud brick was the basic material of the whole ensemble. The ziggurat was given a facing of baked bricks. The ziggurat now stands only less than half its estimated original height. 30 years later, when I came back for a visit, I was shocked. I felt devastated. A big archaeological site was ruined to implant water pipes and a park. I couldn't believe my eyes. I lied down on the ground. I hugged the dust and soil, and I started crying loud. I don't remember how long it took until some people took me away. A couple took me inside their home, gave me some water, and tried to soothe me. The home was inside the residential complexes which have been built for employees in the same area. These blocks of apartments are built either in the shallow valleys or in the hills, both naturally indicating archaeological sites. Between 1980 and 1988, during the Iran-Iraq War, mortar bombs hit the ziggurat. Destruction caused by bombing was not as severe as the destruction caused after the ceasefire. Hundreds of volunteer soldiers came back home, traumatized and jobless. The government decided to develop the agricultural sites extensively in order to increase job positions and retrieve lost profits during plant shutdowns. The ecosystem of Haftapeh was unable to tolerate this pressure. The original inhabitants, with awareness of vulnerability of earthen structures, have implemented various methods of protection against natural threats such as rain and runoff. Today, I don't see any sustainable conservation approach in the site. In our excavations, we found a mass grave with 23 skeletons, 23 young girls with their throats cut who sacrificed themselves to protect this land from drought and destruction. I dreamed about them once. I can't stand the deterioration of my beloved land, yet I can't stop it. I never went back to Haftapeh. I tried to move on with long nature walks. Join me. Let's immerse ourselves in this nature and dream of better days to come.